From Bayside, Melbourne, this is 88.3 Southern FM.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby. If I could turn back time.
On last week's The Space Show, we were telling the story of Gemini 6, officially called Gemini 6A, and Gemini 7, and the problems they had in getting away, and then the prank that was pulled by the astronaut, by Tom Schirrer, by Wally Schirrer and Frank Borman. On the other two astronauts, after 1 day and 2 hours in space, Gemini 6 returned to Earth. But there were some pranks and things that happened before that. But let's go now to the landing of Gemini 6.
The Gemini 6 astronauts, Schirrer and Stafford, splashed down in the Atlantic in their capsule early this morning after their successful space rendezvous. It's described as the best landing yet made by any American spacecraft. They hit the water right on time, about 800 miles southeast of Cape Kennedy, and were spotted by aircraft immediately. Gemini 6 was hoisted onto the aircraft carrier Wasp at about 4:30 New Zealand time. Schirrer and Stafford opened their hatches and emerged onto a red-carpeted deck while the ship's band struck up a welcoming tune. Both men walked steadily, showing no after-effects of their 26-hour flight, and went direct to the Wasp's sick bay for a preliminary medical examination. The recovery operation was seen live by television viewers for the first time since the start of the American space program. The other two astronauts, Borman and Lovell, are still in orbit round the Earth in Gemini 7. They're due to land in the same area on Sunday morning, New Zealand time. Yesterday, Gemini 6 and Gemini 7 met over the Pacific Ocean and spent 5 hours only feet apart.
Well, film and pictures of Gemini 7 taken by the crew of Gemini 6 were quickly processed and distributed around the world. Not only was it exciting to see, for the first time ever, pictures of a spacecraft actually in space, it was even more thrilling to know that it was still up there with two men aboard. Remember the company HEO from Sydney was not in existence way back then. Well, on December the 18th, the Gemini 7 mission ended, having set a world record space endurance time of 13 days and 35 minutes.
With the completion this morning of the Gemini 7 project, all but one of the major Gemini goals have been achieved. The one outstanding is an actual hookup with another satellite, and this will be the objective of the Gemini 8 mission, scheduled for March or April. The Gemini 7 astronauts Frank Borman and James Lovell ended a record-breaking 14-day flight when they splashed down in the Atlantic this morning. This was 6 days longer than any previous manned space voyage. The Gemini program director, Mr. Charles Matthews, says attention will now be given more elaborate rendezvous techniques, which will be more useful to the Apollo moon landing project. The crew for Gemini 8 will be Neil Armstrong and David Scott. They're to try to catch and link up with an Agena satellite, and it's also planned that Scott remain outside the capsule for a full 90-minute orbit. Including Gemini 8, there are 5 remaining Gemini missions all to be held next year. The space agency will then begin Earth orbit flights with the 3-man Apollo ship. The goal of a manned lunar landing is 1969.
Now, I've just got time to replay the prank that was played by the astronauts. And we played it last week, but we're going to play it again. Now, a bit of background. At the time, there was a lot of nonsense, you know, erroneous nonsense about how the astronauts were seeing UFOs, unidentified flying objects, as in alien ones, you know, ones from some other star system or other planet, wherever. Well, Wally and Tom, the two astronauts on Gemini 6 pulled a prank on the world because knowing that people were all about UFOs and so on, they thought, okay, we'll just pretend we've seen a UFO. And then, of course, they pulled a prank on both the world and the other crew on Gemini 7 by playing the first song ever played from space to ground. Here's how the prank went.
Roger, Houston and Gemini 7, this is Gemini 6. We have an object, looks like a satellite, going from north to south, up in a polar orbit. He's in a very low trajectory, traveling from north to south, and has a very high fineness ratio. Looks like it might even be a bonus thing. Very low, looks like maybe going to the interval soon. Stand by one. Looks like he's trying to signal him.
You're too much, Six.
That was Wally Schirra playing the harmonica and Tom Stafford tinkling the bells on that 10th day before Christmas. Initially startled by the prank, NASA officials quickly realized the public affairs advantage and publicized. When they got back to Earth, the reporters were absolutely incredulous and wanted to know how they'd pulled the prank off. How did they get a harmonica up onto the rather cramped conditions of the Gemini? Well, Wally just simply pulled it out of his pocket and said, well, it just fits in my pocket. It's only a mouth organ. So anyway, and that mouth organ, by the way, now is in the Smithsonian Museum. Well, another prank was pulled during that mission, and that was when Jack Jones sang a song for Wally Schirra. And this was a parody on the Hello Dolly song that was popular at the time. So let's take a listen to that song that was as played right up to the astronauts from Mission Control.
Hello, Wally, this is Jack Jones. Wally, it's so nice to know you're up where you belong. All systems go, Wally, you're for home. Wally, Tom, that's Navy jazz for razzmatazz. You can't go wrong in Wally Earth's turning. Midnight oil was burning to get you your request from now and way back when. So, set with a wax, fellas, loosen up and relax, fellas, see you back in Houston town again. One of our old favorite songs.
A little bit of background to how I was able to play that thing. It's legendary that this was done, but I couldn't find a recording of it anywhere. I searched and searched, and through my own tape recordings that I'd made at the time, nothing. Looked on the internet, nothing. And then I was able to access the actual air-to-ground, ground-to-air, or ground-to-space, I should say, recordings that are now available from the Johnson Space Center in Houston. And this is a two-week mission, and they had hours and hours and, well, 2 weeks of recordings of everything that was done and said during that mission, including when the astronauts were asleep. They were playing music up to the astronauts because sitting in a thing the size of the front seat of a Volkswagen car, the old Beetle, it's okay. You can watch the Earth go by for only so long before you go nuts. And so they were playing music up to keep them entertained. And I had to go through all that there, and I was getting rather, okay, maybe it didn't get recorded. And then finally, after several days of searching, many, many hours of searching, I came across it. And, of course, I copied it. And so that will be what we had. Now, so let's go back and hear that again, if we can, right now.
Hello, Wally. This is Jack Jones. Wally, it's so nice to know you're up where you belong. All systems go. Wally, you're 4-0. Wally, Tom, that's Navy jazz for razzmatazz. You can't go wrong in Wally Earth's eternal. Midnight oil was burning. Get you your request from now and way back when. So, set with a wax, fellas. Loosen up and relax, fellas. See you back in Houston town again.
Well, that was Jack Jones with Hello Wally, parody on the Hello Dolly song. Well, this has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie. Don't forget we have a website, which is space.southernfm.com.au, and also the Space Association is at space.asn.au.